The minhag is that we read seven aliyahs, maybe we make hosafas, we do chatzi kaddish, and then we call up for the maftir. So the maftir reads from the Torah, and then he reads from the Navi. So why does the maftir read from the Navi? Because it's covered our Torah. We don't want someone just to get up and just go straight into Navi. So first you read the Torah first. That's the practice. So the question comes up today, those who have outside minyanim during COVID, so there's a social distancing problem. So the different eights is what to do. So one eight is that the Baal Kore does everything. The Baal Kore is going to take out the Torah, I guess, Hag Ben Galila, etc. So the question is, so he gets to seven. So it's a discussion. So some say he should make all the brachas. He should make seven. He should make the brachas. So the question is, how does it normally work? Normally works is the Baal Kore. We usually have someone leaning. Because normally the old practice, when you got called up for an aliyah, you leaned. However, not to embarrass the Eino Bucky, so therefore we have a Baal Kore, a designated reader. So today we have the, so as it works, Shomea Kona. So how, but in what direction is it working? So we assume Shomea Kona, that obviously that the Ola Torah is making the bracha, and the Baal Kore is reading on behalf of the Ola. So basically the Ola Torah basically not only gets credit for making the bracha, but he gets credit for leaning also. And others, other achronim were in the opposite. It's like the Baal Kore gets all seven aliyahs, and the Olal HaTorah is motzi the Baal Kore with the brachas. So, my nafkamina, how it's working either way, that's our practice. So, the nafkamina perhaps would come up now. If you assume that now there is a Baal Kore. So the Baal Kore is doing everything. He's making the brachas and he's waning. So therefore, the poskim say, you should go, there's no need to break off a chatzi kaddish from after. There's a whole discussion of mafta, olal minyan shiva, not does mafta include seven, or is it, that doesn't include in the seven. That could be whether you should take mafta or take from the galias for you, if you have a yortzeit on Shabbos, assuming, unless you want to read the Haftorah. So, generally we're speaking, we do the mafta, we do seven plus the mafta. So, really, even though the Ran writes that we don't do Hosafas, only on Shabbos we do Hosafas because it's seven aliyahs. And the other seven aliyahs, it's always the king, so it's okay. But if you're going to give on Rosh Chodesh and aliyah, you're going to equate it to Kedushas Yantav to Yom Kippur. So therefore, they write, you only have Hosafas, the Ran writes, you only have Hosafas on Shabbos. However, we assume really, make your idea like, Tosfos, that really the issue is Bitul Malacha. That's why we don't have any aliyahs on any Hosafis on a Tainas Seb or other days. And that's why we see Mirk Red, then we pass that way, because on a Tainas Seb or Shlishi, he gets the Mafter. So we see Mafter is Olal Minyan Shiva. So therefore, Mirk Red, then we pass him to really. Every yontif, we really are having hosafis, but so the question is over here. So if you assume like our general practice, we assume that the ola is getting credit for everything. So therefore, you call up, you want to be machaved someone else, and therefore you give someone else an aliyah. But if during time of COVID-19 and this is the practice, the Baal Kore is getting. One person is making all the brachas and he's doing all the waning, then what's the point of calling him after? The whole point of calling him after is because you don't want him, you can't read straight from the Haftorah, it's not covered at Torah, but this, he already got all the Aliyahs. So therefore, they say the practice is he should read the Haftorah, and then afterwards, then he could do a Chatzi Kaddish. So that's the Nakuda today in terms of one of the issues with a social distancing minyan. How would the waning change? So some suggest that if the Baal Kori is reading everything, there's no need to do Chatzi Kaddish before the Mafter. And you could do the Chatzi Kaddish after, because he's already getting all the Aliyahs.